Today is the 22nd day of June. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. It's great to be here with you today. Grateful to be here with you today. As we gather again and show up for ourselves, show up for each other, and take the next step forward together, we began the book of 2 Kings yesterday, and so we're going to continue that journey. And we started a new week, so we are reading from the Christian Standard Bible this week. Let's jump in. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 1 through 4, verse 17 today. Joram, son of Ahab, became king over Israel in Samaria during the 18th year of Judah's king Jehoshaphat, and he reigned 12 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight, but not like his father and mother, for he removed the sacred pillar of Baal his father had made. Nevertheless, Joram clung to the sins that Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. He did not turn away from them. King Misha of Moab was a sheep breeder. He used to pay the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams. But when Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So King Joram marched out from Samaria at that time and mobilized all Israel. Then he sent a message to King Jehoshaphat of Judah. "The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab?" Jehoshaphat said, "I will go. I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses." He asked, "Which route should we take?" He replied, "The route of the wilderness of Edom." So the king of Israel, the king of Judah, and the king of Edom set out. After they had traveled their indirect route for 7 days, they had no water for the army or the animals with them. And the king of Israel said, "Oh no, the Lord has summoned these three kings only to hand them over to Moab." But Jehoshaphat said, "Isn't there a prophet of the Lord here? Let's inquire of the Lord through him." One of the servants of the king of Israel answered, "Elisha, son of Shaphat, who used to pour water on Elijah's hands, is here." Jehoshaphat affirmed, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went to him. However, Elisha said to King Joram of Israel, "What do we have in common? Go to the prophets of your father and your mother." But the king of Israel replied, "No, because it is the Lord who has summoned these three kings to hand them over to Moab." Elisha responded, "By the life of the Lord of armies before whom I stand, if I did not have respect for King Jehoshaphat of Judah, I wouldn't look at you. I would not take notice of you. Now bring me a musician." While the musician played, the Lord's hand came on Elisha. Then he said, "This is what the Lord says. Dig ditch after ditch in this wadi. For the Lord says, you will not see wind or rain, but the wadi will be filled with water, and you will drink, you and your cattle and your animals. This is easy in the Lord's sight. He will also hand Moab over to you. Then you will attack every fortified city and every choice city. You will cut down every good tree and stop up every spring. You will ruin every good piece of land with stones." About the time for the grain offering the next morning, water suddenly came from the direction of Edom and filled the land. All Moab had heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, so all who could bear arms, from the youngest to the oldest, were summoned and took their stand at the border. When they got up early in the morning, the sun was shining on the water, and the Moabites saw that the water across from them was red like blood. "This is blood," they exclaimed. "The kings have crossed swords and their men have killed one another. So to the spoil, Moab." However, when the Moabites came to Israel's camp, the Israelites attacked them and they fled from them. So Israel went into the land attacking the Moabites. They would destroy the cities and each of them would throw a stone to cover every good piece of land. They would stop up every spring and cut down every good tree. This went on until only the buildings of Kir Hareseth were left. Then men with slings surrounded the city and attacked it. When the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce for him, he took 700 swordsmen with him to try to break through to the king of Edom, but they could not do it. So he took his firstborn son, who was to become king in his place, and offered him as a burnt offering on the city wall. Great wrath was on the Israelites, and they withdrew from him and returned to their land. One of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, has died. You know that your servant feared the Lord. Now the creditor is coming to take my two children as his slaves." Elisha asked her, "What can I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" She said, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go out and borrow empty containers from all your neighbors. Do not get just a few. Then go in and shut the door behind you and your sons and pour oil into all these containers. Set the full ones to one side." So she left. After she had shut the door behind her and her sons, they kept bringing her containers and she kept pouring. When they were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another container." But he replied, "There aren't any more." Then the oil stopped. She went and told the man of God and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debt. You and your sons can live on the rest." One day, Elisha went to Shunem. A prominent woman who lived there persuaded him to eat some food. So whenever he passed by, he stopped there to eat. Then she said to her husband, "I know that the one who often passes by here is a holy man of God. So let's make a small walled-in upper room and put a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp there for him. Whenever he comes, he can stay there." One day, he came there and stopped at the upstairs room to lie down. He ordered his attendant Gehazi, "Call this Shunammite woman." So he called her and she stood before him. Then he said to Gehazi, "Say to her, 'Look, you've gone to all this trouble for us. What can we do for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?'" She answered, "I am living among my own people." So he asked, "Then what should be done for her?" Gehazi answered, "Well, she has no son, and her husband is old." "Call her," Elisha said. So Gehazi called her, and she stood in the doorway. Elisha said, "At this time next year, you will have a son in your arms." Then she said, "No, my lord. Man of God, do not lie to your servant." The woman conceived and gave birth to a son at the same time the following year, as Elisha had promised her. Acts 14, 8 through 28. In Lystra, a man was sitting who was without strength in his feet, had never walked, and had been lame from birth. He listened as Paul spoke. After looking directly at him and seeing that he had faith to be healed, Paul said in a loud voice, "Stand up on your feet." And he jumped up and began to walk around. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted, saying in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the town, brought bulls and wreaths to the gates because he intended, with the crowds, to offer sacrifice. The apostles Barnabas and Paul tore their robes when they heard this and rushed into the crowd shouting, "People, why are you doing these things? We are people also, just like you, and we are proclaiming good news to you, that you turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to go their own way, although he did not leave himself without a witness, since he did what is good by giving you rain from heaven and fruitful seasons and filling you with food and your hearts with joy." Even though they said these things, they barely stopped the crowds from sacrificing to them. Some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and when they went over the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, thinking he was dead. After the disciples gathered around him, he got up and went into the town. The next day he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had preached the gospel in that town and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, to Iconium, and to Antioch, strengthening the disciples by encouraging them to continue in the faith and by telling them, "It is necessary to go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." When they had appointed elders for them in every church and prayed with fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. They passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. After they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. After they arrived and gathered the church together, they reported everything God had done with them, and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they spent a considerable time with the disciples. Psalm 140. Prayer for Rescue. For the Choir Director. A Psalm of David. Rescue me, Lord, from evil men. Keep me safe from violent men who plan evil in their hearts. They stir up wars all day long. They make their tongues as sharp as a snake's bite. Viper's venom is under their lips. Selah. Protect me, Lord, from the power of the wicked. Keep me safe from violent men who plan to make me stumble. The proud hide a trap with ropes for me. They spread a net along the path and set snares for me. Selah. I say to the Lord, "You are my God." Listen, Lord, to my cry for help. Lord, my Lord, my strong Savior, you shield my head on the day of battle. Lord, do not grant the desires of the wicked. Do not let them achieve their goals, otherwise they will become proud. Selah. When those who surround me rise up, may the trouble their lips cause overwhelm them. Let hot coals fall on them. Let them be thrown into the fire, into the abyss, never again to rise. Do not let a slanderer stay in the land. Let evil relentlessly hunt down a violent man. I know that the Lord upholds the just cause of the poor, justice for the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name. The upright will live in your presence. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Okay, so the way that the book of Acts is laid out is that, we see the birth of the church, but then we follow along with the Apostle Peter. Then we get to know Saul, who becomes the Apostle Paul, and then we spend the remainder of the time traveling along, following with Paul. And as we witness Paul bringing the gospel into new areas, we also see the disruption it causes, sometimes in like crazy ways. Like today, we watch Paul preaching in the city of Lystra, now part of modern-day Turkey. And Lystra is a real place. Excavations have just truly begun in Lystra. But if you have the Daily Audio Bible app, then we visited Lystra when we... Well, it's in modern-day Turkey, so we visited there, we filmed it, and you can get a glimpse into the exact location that we're talking about. So Paul healed a man who had been crippled from birth, and the people thought Paul was a god. So they believed Barnabas is Zeus and Paul is Hermes. And it wasn't long before the priests from the temple of Zeus are bringing wreaths and flowers and bulls to sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. And obviously a crowd far larger than the one Paul had been speaking to developed around all of this energy. And so Paul took the opportunity not just to stop the people from worshiping him, but to share the gospel. So in all of this mayhem, Jews from cities Paul had already visited, who were already antagonistic toward Paul, arrived, and they began to spread rumors and speak ill of Paul. And so, crazy enough, the momentum of the crowd shifts from worshiping and sacrificing to Paul and Barnabas to stoning Paul nearly to death. They left him for dead. This same kind of disruption, this same kind of opposition, this back and forth where some are for and some are against, but it is very violent. I mean, this harsh kind of treatment was a part of Jesus' ministry too. So the good news, the light that Jesus was bringing into the world was highly and is highly disruptive. It's alive. It causes life-changing reactions everywhere it goes. Some for, some firmly against. And we can see that in the scriptures, and we can see that in other people even. We can see that in the world. But how about us? Like, how are we reacting to the good news these days? Is it pulling us forward and deeper into intimacy and union with God? Or is it a relic of what it once was? Some of us, we all go through seasons that are wilderness or maybe a dry season. But if we imagine when the gospel became real to us and became a part of our lives, that was a disruptive thing in a good way. But it disrupted the status quo. It disrupted probably the ways that we were living, because we had reached a point where we throw up our hands and go like, I can't do this anymore. This isn't working. If we find ourselves in a dry spell, and look, I stand in front of this mic every day and I read the Bible every day and I experience the same things. Like, I'm not speaking theoretically. We all move through seasons where there is some confusion, and those times become wilderness, and then they become growth on the other side of that. So remembering how the gospel came alive in us and we chose to believe, we got to go back to that place and move forward. Kind of like Elijah on the mountain when God says, "What are you doing here? Go back the way you came." Because for us, the gospel hasn't changed. We just often allow other voices to change us, which leads us to distraction and destruction, because it changes our heart's posture toward the Savior. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you to lead us back to that point where we were disrupted enough to see the truth and believe it and walk in it. And we recognize the different pathways that we have taken, and if we would take the time, we would see where the shift happened and what seduced us in another direction and what pulled us away into a dry season, into a wilderness, maybe that we could have avoided, but at this point can become a significant place of growth. Lead us back to where we started, that we might walk a new path. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that is home base. It is the website. The Daily Audio Bible app is very, very, very much home base. And so grab that from the App Store. A new update, 2.0.2, has been released. Another kind of round of fixing and doing customer service and fixing certain particular bugs and some enhancements. Just little things like being able to cast the audio to different devices and stuff like that, and some improvements all the way around, and stabilizations all the way around. So grab that. I mean, remember, like, we just launched into a brand new world as far as technology goes for us around the global campfire, and so working really, really hard to become more stable than ever before, and we are. I mean, our 1.0 app that we had for years, I mean, the reason that we had to start all over is we could not get to where we wanted to go from where we were, and the way that it was built had so many bolted on things, like it was just not possible really for us. We had to start from scratch. And now we've started from scratch, and years later, we have this place that is, I mean, since we're like this virtual community, it's home base. And that's why I say it. It is home base. And so just having it is important as we continue to grow forward as a community. And so make sure that you do have it. But make sure that you have the latest update, because we are retiring everything that was related to the 1.0 app. Like, that is being what they say in the industry. We are sunsetting it. It is going away. We are in a new place, and man, so grateful for that. And so looking forward to expanding it. There's so much there to explore, and so please grab that and do Check out the community section and all of the resources that are there, including the prayer wall, including the the watch section where we can see each other and hear each other. The record a video section. Maybe you could record your video and just say, here I am, and here's my story of the Bible, and speak out to the community. It's a beautiful thing to do. I love it. There's so much there in the community section. The music from the Daily Audio Bible, the stuff that you're hearing behind the Daily Audio Bible every day. Many specific music projects that we've done, music videos, different music that has been released at different times for different purposes, like the Sleep album or the Heart album, which is for contemplation and really allowing music to stir up emotions and allow us to bring those feelings in prayer to God. There's just a lot of resources there in the music section alone. So check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, no matter where you may be in the world. That is a hotline right into the community. Or you can call 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you that when we find you, we truly find life. Life abundant and everlasting. We are so grateful for the joy and purpose that come from being in your presence. Please help us to seek you daily with eager hearts, making you our first priority each morning. Guide us to wait patiently for your timing and your will, trusting in your perfect plan. Open our ears, Father, to clearly listen to your instructions, so we may walk in obedience. May our lives be a testament to the transformative power of seeking and finding you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Oh, DAB family. My name is Trisha. I'm calling in from Canada. And I've been procrastinating on calling for quite some time for no good reason. But I've been listening for a few years now. I started not long after you guys prayed for my son, Isaac, when he was 10, and he had fluid on his brain. So praise God, he's still here. He's got a shunt now, and we're still living through that, but he lives a normal life. Today, I'm calling for prayers for myself. I've been without full-time employment for 3 years now, and in the midst of all of that, our family situation has changed and gone through a separation. All of my kids have a condition that we manage and monitor with regular sick kids visits, but being able to support myself and the family has been a struggle. And I'm in this middle situation where I also have to become the caregiver for my mother, who's, you know, got some early onset of dementia. She's not in the province where I live, but I need to get her here with me, and it's a snowball effect. Without employment, I don't have a steady place to live, and then without a steady place to live, then I can't have her come stay with me and care for her. So I'm just asking for prayers, for stability, income, employment, and to keep the hope up. Some days it's harder than others, but I thank you in advance, Dab family. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Good evening, my daily audio Bible family. This is Northeast Kneebender coming in prayer and in agreement with our sister, Blessed from the Northwest. We thank the Lord for the outcome on your last court case. And now we're going to come in agreement with the July 13th court case. I am praying for you and your son, and most of all, your ex-husband. I pray that he would realize that who he affects, even though he doesn't act like it or maybe doesn't think so, but your son is the one that gets affected. He's putting him in the middle of something that he shouldn't be in. And I thank the Lord because he is not a respecter of time or place, and he already knows the outcome. And we are going to come in prayer, and we're going to come in agreement. We know that God is faithful and that he is in control. I pray for your ex-husband. I'm praying for you as well as your son. I know that God will be there. He's already there. And that we will look forward to the praise report. I will be praying and fasting on that day for you, my sister. God bless you, Northeast Kneebender.
Hi, this is Anthony from Decatur. And I'm praying for John from Missouri and his wife, Barbara. John, I pray that the Lord give you the relief that you need and your wife the relief that you need. Your faith is powerful and it can bring you the healing that the Lord has given us as his word. John, stand tough, be strong. I don't know if you listened to the community prayer, but if I'm not mistaken, a lot of prayers that you don't hear on the DAB are prayed for on the community prayer. So maybe someone's praying for you and Barbara on the community prayer, you just haven't heard it. But know whether or not you've heard it or not, that there are a host of people that pray for you and others that never bother to call in. They just have their private time with the Lord with full faith that the Lord will take action and see to the healing of his saints. John, I love you. I love Barbara. I don't know you, but you touch my heart, brother. Take care.
Hi, this is Ruth from Idaho, and I just wanted to call in and pray for John. You just called in about your wife, Barbara, and she has melanoma and autoimmune disease and staph infection in her foot. And just want to bring that before the Lord. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for John and Barbara. I just pray for even John's back pain as well as he's calling in and asking for help. Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would just heal John, heal Barbara, and that you would just deliver them from all of their ailments and their afflictions, and that you'd minister to them, and that you would just heal their hearts even, Lord, through this, and that they would become so much closer to you and to each other. And Lord, just every single pain that Barbara's dealing with, we just rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I also want to pray for Abba's girl in Iowa and for your situation with church hurt and just what's happening with your family. God, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would be with them. You protect them, Lord. And thank you that you have done that, Lord, that you have protected them and that your hand is on them. I pray that you would encourage her son, God, that he would just know you in a deeper way and that his relationship with you would just be rock solid and that he would just dive deeper into your word. and just have that personal time with you and be able to connect with his family, and that the things that are going on in this world, that it wouldn't cause them to be sad or weary, and that they would just know who they are in Christ, and that who you have called them to be and who they are in Christ is what matters. So I just pray for your protection over them again, Lord. And I thank you for their family and the love they have for each other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray with some of the Dabbers. I wanted to pray for Daniel Johnson Jr. and the challenges he's going through. I want to pray for Darnell. I wanted to pray for Darnell and the diagnosis that he received. I wanted to pray for Kristen from Illinois, who heard about the challenges that she's going through. I wanted to pray for John, the 80-year-old man with the back pain. I wanted to pray about Rich and his job situation. I wanted to pray about Evan and in Chicago, under 9/11, the challenges that she's going through. And I wanted to pray that this precious man, whose precious wife is suffering, and he hadn't heard any prayer. I think I talk about Rich and his job situation. Gracious Father, those I called and the names that I missed on this night, Lord, I just ask you to heal. I ask you to deliver. You are God, that nothing is impossible. Oh, Father, even the precious baby with the burns, Lord, and we know that you are God that can do anything but fail. Father, we just ask for your healing. We ask for your deliverance. We ask you for your provision. Oh, Lord, we ask you for that, not only that gentleman's life, but also for him and the challenges that they're going through in their age. Oh, Lord, we just ask that you have your way and that your divine will be done. You have a plan for our life, and it's for a future and a hope. Don't let depression get you down. Every day you wake up and you see life, God has a plan for your life. Look forward and trust him.